From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Jordan convicts killer of U.S. troops. A Jordanian military court has convicted a soldier of killing three U.S. military trainers in a shooting last year. The court announced its verdict today, sentencing Mariq Al-Tuwaiha to life in prison with hard labor. The Jordanian had pled not guilty. His lawyer said the defense respects the court's decision, but that the verdict would be appealed. The shooting happened in November at the gates of a Jordanian military base. Afghan security forces, backed by U.S. military advisors and air power, have evicted insurgents from a strategically important southern district. 9 months after it was overrun by the Taliban has not yet commented. Meanwhile, the United Nations has warned the Afghan conflict continued to inflict record high levels of casualties on innocent civilians. In the first 6 months of 2017, a total of 1,662 civilian deaths. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Zhi Yue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating the country. Indiana University Iran scholar Hussein Banai.
It's a part of the pattern of the judiciary, usually in the second term of moderate or reformist presidents in power, to really basically tie them down in their second term.
As the Chinese-American was sentenced to prison, there was news the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had been detained. Hossein Fairirdun is in custody over allegations of financial impropriety. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and resume reunions of families separated by their war in the 1950s. Seoul's proposal to two sets of talks indicates President Moon Jae-in is pushing to improve ties with Pyongyang. This is VOA News. 7 million Venezuelans and expatriates have voted in a referendum to reject President Nicolas Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. Rice University Latin American scholar Mark Jones.
This is a counterattack by the opposition to the government's attempt to effectively rewrite the Constitution through a undemocratic constituent assembly where the delegates to the constituent assembly will be chosen by sectoral groups and manipulated in such a way that the government is assured of having an absolute majority.
Tensions have been on the rise in Venezuela as the nation deals shortages and anti-government protests. Thousands of people rallied in Warsaw and other cities Sunday to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms and future plans to change the Supreme Court, which opponents see as a threat to judicial independence. Chanting, "We will defend democracy," and waving EU and Polish flags, around 4,500 protesters attended demonstrations in the Polish capital, according to police. Pakistan's military says they launched a major ground offensive to clear an isolated, militant-infested border valley that Islamic State loyalists are using to export terrorism into the country from its bases in neighboring Afghanistan. The U.S. military, in partnership with Afghan forces, has been conducting major ground operations backed by airstrikes against ISIS bases. A U.S. strike last week killed the chief of Islamic State in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyed. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today an overhaul of terrorism laws will help the nation keep ahead of security threats.
The measures I'm announcing today will ensure that the ADF is more readily available to respond to terrorism incidents, providing state and territory police with the extra support to call on when they need it.
The Australian government has announced enhanced powers allowing the country's defense force, known as the ADF, to be called in to support state police responding to an attack. The French and Israeli leaders have marked the 75th anniversary of the roundup of thousands of French Jews to be sent to Nazi death camps. President Emmanuel Macron told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that France bears responsibility for mass arrests. Mr. Netanyahu agreed.
75 years ago, a heavy darkness descended on this city of lights. The Nazis, yes, the Nazis and their collaborators in France, they shattered the lives of thousands of French Jews at Veldive. It seems that the values of the French Revolution, liberty, equality, fraternity, these values were crushed.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.